This is KUT. You might think the next big election in Austin won't come until November's general election, but you'd be wrong. There's another battle brewing at the city level. This one concerns regulations for ride-hailing companies such as Uber and Lyft. At least this vote isn't another party-line fight, right? As KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, you might be wrong again.
At a press conference on a rooftop bar, a local Uber and Lyft-funded political action committee unveils a new slogan, Vote for Prop 1. Here's Caroline Joyner with Ridesharing Works for Austin.
The Vote for Prop 1 is for the thousands of people who use ridesharing every day to get around safely and reliably. Ridesharing has given every Austin neighborhood, especially those underserved by public transportation and taxicabs, a reliable transportation option.
New slogans, new signs, and new leadership. The PAC recently hired two Republican campaign veterans. Between them, they've worked on campaigns for John McCain, George W. Bush, and Rick Perry. And with the Republicans on board, it's maybe no surprise that this guy's part of the opposition.
Hi, my name is Joe Desotel. I'm with the Travis County Democratic Party.
Desotel tells me that a few days before standing on this rooftop bar, the Travis County Democrats passed a resolution saying they oppose Prop 1. Now, this sounds like it's setting up to be your usual argument over government regulation. Republicans don't want it, Democrats want some. But Desotel says local Democrats also oppose Prop 1.
Based on the idea that companies should not be able to self-regulate and run a campaign if they don't get their way by actually working with stakeholders and the city council that we elected to represent us.
Before we dive more into the party line vote, here's a quick recap. A vote for Prop 1 is a vote for the rules ride-hailing companies want to work under in Austin. These would generally revert back to regulations approved by the previous city council. The current city council wants more regulations, including incentivizing fingerprint-based background checks for drivers. Uber and Lyft say they can't operate in cities that require fingerprints, even though Uber does in Houston. Now, back to the party politics. Desotel says another reason the Travis County Democrats have opposed Prop 1 goes back to Citizens United, the Supreme Court case decided in 2010, which nixed government restrictions on corporate spending and politics. I pose Desotel's money argument to someone else.
That argument is so absurd. It's beyond ridiculous.
Matt Makoviak's the vice chair of the Travis County Republican Party.
This idea that, oh, it's all about corporations. Aren't the taxi corporations?
He says taxi companies have been funneling money into anti-Uber and Lyft movements for years now. While taxi companies did contribute $4,000 to Councilmember Ann Kitchen's campaign, those opposed to Prop 1 say they've yet received no money from taxi companies. But they sure would like it. So, just like everything else in our lives, is this yet another Democrat versus Republican debate? I wanted to talk to the PAC itself, Ridesharing Works for Austin. I reached out to one of its newest Republican campaign vets to chat. Then, this guy showed up at my office.
My name is Huey Ray Fisher. I am the Deputy Outreach Director for Ridesharing Works for Austin. Most recently, I ran for state representative as a Liberal Democrat here in Central Austin.
I challenged Fisher. Show me your Dems.
We have Pedro Villalobos, who recently worked for Sally Hernandez. We have Patrick McDonald, who recently worked for Brad Urrutia. We have Joe Bowen, who recently worked for Jan Seufer. All of those are Democrats who won their elections here in Travis County.
Okay, so maybe Democrats and Republicans are on both sides of the issue. Another thing on both sides, the belief that public safety is at the heart of the issue. Those who support Prop 1 say Uber and Lyft keep people from driving drunk. Those who oppose Prop 1 say the fingerprint-based background checks council wants would ensure passenger safety. Another similarity, both sides know holding a Saturday election in a state with low voter turnout will be a challenge. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.